Tyke, I just want to go finally and briefly to this issue. HICWA today published a 15-year overview on the nursing home sector in the country. Some fairly sobering reading, you know, some reading that's good in terms of the regulatory front and what HICWA says it's been able to do, but some concerning stuff as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. This is obviously 15 years since HICWA was formally established to look after nursing homes and regulation of nursing homes. The report is it does make for some stark reading. You know, issues with, you know, capacity and the closure of small nursing homes. But basically, it says that there needs to be continued work on improving nursing homes and the conditions of nursing homes for the people who live in them. The report does set out that there are still challenges there. Progress is being made, but that there is a requirement for more rapid improvements. But there are positives in, like, moving away from medical models and stuff like that. But the main concern, I think, is around the closure of small nursing homes and moving people into the much larger operations.
Okay, I want to go to the rest of the panel on that particular point. In the disability sector, there's a massive move towards decongregated settings. What this HICWA report shows is that there's a trend potentially in the nursing home sector where it would be a move back into larger congregated, almost institutionalised settings. Now, in your view, how would that be arrested, Nyasa Hourigan?
Well, that is driven by profit. Right, that's a private sector impact, because the smaller nursing homes can't sustain themselves, and therefore they fall into arrears and they close. And it is a call, it is an urgent call, I think, for us to make a commitment to state-funded provision of care.
Okay.
That's what we have to do, in the same way that we provide healthcare and we provide childcare. This is a time of life where the social safety net should be provided by the state.
Okay, Gino Kenny?
Well, nursing homes at the moment, 80% are privately owned, and the concentration of them by corporate entities is enormous. And you just recently in my constituency in Lucan, and there was one in Kerry where actually nursing homes had to close down, and obviously under the statutory legislation then the HSC have to take over at massive expense. So you're seeing the kind of the model. When HICWA was like 15 years ago, we have seen a kind of reversal from publicly owned nursing homes now to privately owned. And it's necessary to say, it's largely driven by profit.
Okay, Violet Ann Wynne.
Yeah, I mean, they've been shouting from the rooftops for the last 2 years about their financial viability and their concerns. And, you know, I suppose it's a huge issue in my constituency in particular. You know, people do not want to be displaced from their community, and they don't want to end up in the bigger sector. So it's a massive concern. They are 50% less funded than the HSE public route. So, I mean, they have major struggles with even turnover of staff after training them in, all of that kind of stuff. So, look, I suppose what they have done in the last few years with the HICWA inspections, they have led to essential improvement in the quality of nursing home care, and that's very welcome, and the standardisation of care. However, I suppose it's not really touching on the issues around the dedication of the staff in these nursing homes, especially the family-run nursing home settings and the charity ones as well, that are really up against the wall in terms of the pressures that they are feeling. Okay. and limited staff.
Okay, I just want to get to a text from a listener before we go to our last break. Why can't we commit to real support for assisted living with suffering? Let's not dress this up. Instead of caring for people with proper love, care and compassion, this government even makes care last in line for social welfare payments as it is. And now we're to believe compassion is always going to be upheld. I think this is dangerous and awful, says Anne, offering a dissenting view to what we were discussing this evening. We're going to take a wee break. We'll be back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.